The state of American diplomacy is in trouble, according to the American Academy of Diplomacy. The Academy says senior positions in the foreign and civil services are moving away from career federal employees and toward political appointees instead. Rob Silverman is president of the American Foreign Service Association, looking at that shift. Rob, thank you very much for being on the program again. It's good to talk to you. What was your takeaway from the American Academy of Diplomacy study report? What did you think of the results that they found?
Well, thank you. I'm really pleased to talk about it. Now, they're a sister organization, the Academy of American Diplomacy, to the American Foreign Service Association. We represent the active duty diplomats in five different agencies, and we have members who are in the Academy as well. And so we support many of the recommendations. And here's my takeaway, is that it's dangerous for our country to have a trend towards politicization of the foreign policy business, that we should have a better mix between career professionals and political appointees than we have now.
What's the mix look like at an appropriate level, say, 2 to 5 years from now, in your view?
Well, if the trends continue, the trends are dangerous. They're dangerous because we're putting people with no experience or little experience into, you know, high visibility positions of responsibility overseas and in our policymaking apparatus, and the numbers are not good. Right now, at the Assistant Secretary of State level, if you want to take very senior jobs, we have an unprecedented number. We have 40% are foreign service, 60% are political appointees. If you look at the Undersecretary of State level, it is 80-some percent politicals. Those are unprecedented. And I actually have a fun fact for you. I wonder if your audience knows this. When was the last time none of the top three positions at the Department of State included one career person, which is the situation now? When was the last prior time?
I'll give up.
The first Nixon administration.
So administrations of both parties have pushed this idea, and and this is a problem that's progressed through time.
This
isn't like a revolution within the during this administration or the last one.
No, although it is accelerated in recent years. And it's simply a fact that there are a lot of people who, you know, want to turn in government. And I want to be clear that, you know, my organization is not opposed to political appointees. We work very well with them. There are many talented individuals who want to engage in public service, and we want them engaged. But the balance has to be there that allows the career professionals who do this, you know, throughout their whole lives, a chance to develop their careers up to the top. And that's what's in danger. It's not just about our guild, Francis. It's really, you know, here in the Foreign Service, it really is about the national interest overseas and what is the most effective way to promote U.S. interests overseas and who should be doing that. And right now, that's a big question that, that this administration has posed to the American public.
Rob, in your mind, is this a situation where there needs to be some very clear line of delineation that positions will be career as opposed to political, or is it a matter of choosing, selecting the right kinds of candidates for those political positions where you might choose somebody with a career in foreign service rather than somebody who's just decided that the State Department is a good place to work?
Yeah. Well, great question. I would say, you know, everyone should be qualified. Everyone who, you know, gets appointed, whether they're from the career track or from the political appointee track, they, you know, these people who represent our country, represent our interests, should be well qualified. And, you know, that, of course, will somehow advantage career people who've been working on this, but not necessarily 100% of the time. And so we need clear qualifications. I'll give you an example. As for ambassadors, the Foreign Service Act of 1980, which is the law of the land, addresses this problem because, it's, as you noted, it's a longstanding one where, you know, people who donate money to campaigns end up, you know, getting ambassadorships. And the Foreign Service Act says that these positions of ambassador should normally be accorded to career professionals, foreign service, and that, you know, campaign contributions should not be a factor in these appointments. My organization, AFSA, produced a set of guidelines of four qualifications that should guide all such appointments. And yet the Obama administration is on track to have the worst record of any recent administration in appointing campaign contributors. Over 40% at present of this administration ambassadors are in that category. And the historic average has been about 30%. So this matters. It matters who our ambassador to India is. It matters who our ambassador to Russia is. It deeply matters who our next ambassador to Mexico will be. And we certainly hope that'll be a career professional, because we think that that will be the best way that our country's interests will be served.
Rob, I apologize for the short time. We only have a minute or so left.
Sure.
You gave me some numbers a moment ago, the 60-40 number and the 80-20 number. Is it the number so much as the composition, or is there a ratio that makes more sense in your mind?
Well, again, I think the focus should be on qualifications, you know, people who have the experience, who know how to run large interagency teams, who know the issues, who know the countries deeply because they've served there. So I think if you put the focus on qualifications, you will have, you know, the great majority of them be professional foreign service, civil service people, and with the occasional talented outsider, which I think is a useful thing. But right now, when you have 80% of them outsiders with no prior State Department experience or very little at the undersecretary level, you know, 60% of the assistant secretaries, both of the deputy secretaries, then it's a recipe for some problems for our national interests.